"You've said that once already," said his wife. "You're repeating yourself. Louis must be tired after his trip, no matter where he's been or what he's been up to." "Very true," said the cob, "but I must prolong my welcoming remarks a bit longer, for my curiosity is aroused by that odd little object Louis is wearing around his neck, and by the strange symbols he has placed upon it by rubbing that white thing up and down and leaving those strange white tracings." "Well," said Louis's mother, "we're all interested in it, naturally, but Louis can't explain it because he is defective and can't talk, so we'll just have to forget our curiosity for the moment and let Louis take a bath and have dinner." Everyone agreed this was a good idea. Louis swam to the shore, placed his slate and his chalk pencil under a bush, and took a bath. When he was through, he dipped the end of one wing in the water and sorrowfully rubbed out the words, "Hi there." Then he hung the slate around his neck again. It felt good to be home with his family, and his family had increased during the months he had spent with Sam Beaver at school. There were now 6 new Cygnets. Louis's father and mother had spent the summer on a trip to Canada, and while there they had nested and hatched 6 little Cygnets, and in the fall they had all joined up again at the Red Rock Lakes in Montana. One day, soon after Louis's return, the grain man stopped by with a sack of grain. Louis saw him and swam over. When the man spread the grain on the ground to feed the birds, Louis took off his slate and wrote, "Thank you very much." He held the slate up to the man, who appeared surprised. "Say," said the man, "you're quite a bird. Where did you learn to write?" Louis erased the slate and wrote, "At school." "School?" said the grain man. "What school?" "Public school," wrote Louis. "Mrs. Hammerbottom taught me." "Never heard of her," said the grain man, "but she must be a darn good teacher." "She is," wrote Louis. He was overjoyed to be carrying on a conversation with a stranger. He realized that even though the slate was no help with other birds, it was going to be a help with people, because people could read. This made him feel a whole lot better. Sam Beaver had given Louis the slate as a goodbye present when he left the ranch. Sam had bought the slate and the chalk pencil with money he had saved. Louis decided he would always carry them with him, no matter where he went in the world. The grain man wondered whether he had been dreaming or whether he had really seen a swan write words on a slate. He decided to say nothing about it to anyone for fear people might think he was crazy in the head.